Vayter in Shas B'yarim Bava Kama Dav Lamed, picking up by the top of the page, about a Mishnah. It's like the Heilige Mishnah. Hashofich Mayim Rishas HaRabim. If someone takes water and they spill it out in Rishas HaRabim, who's up with Ma'acher? And someone walking by, they get damaged, they get hurt, they get injured. Chayev Benisco, the person who threw the water. Now you're Chayev in the Nezek. You damaged someone, you've got to pay. How much he has a coat vest as Chuchis? We saw this yesterday. He's offered 2 days ago. I can't remember anymore. When you get to my age, I tell you, somebody goes in the Amatznia, they hide, or they're putting it away, they want to try to rid of, so they put the kotzim, these thorns, versus chuchis, are broken pieces of glass, and they put it into a wall. But what? Why did I just say that? We're going to see that soon. That's why I said that, because we're going to see that in the Gemara. My bad. What they do, and they hide it. We're talking about over here, as we will see in Rishus HaRabim, what most of Rashi puts over here, Le'el Chav Tassim HaBeis, that's Rishus HaRabim. Vagodes Gedero B'chotzim, or they make like a barbed wire fence. You know, what they did is they made these coats and thorns that are coming out of the fence, and again, it's going into the Rishus HaRabim. Vagodes Shanaf Rishus HaRabim, Vagodes a fence that falls into Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, and also we see in most of Rashi, we're talking about here, Avanim, Shtenafel of Rishus HaRabim, Avanim, Rishus HaRabim, and in such a case, the Huzka Behem, Acherim, other people get damaged from these things, and what's the din over there? That's going to be Chayav Beniska, and they're going to be Chayav to pay for all of the Nezek, all the damage that came because of this. Says Gemar, Amarav, Lo Shanu, when is it you that guy throws the water and is going to be Chayav? Lo Shanu, Ella did. The nitanfu kalev b'mayim, where the kalim get ruined, meaning clothing. Aval hu atzmo patur, the person himself falls and gets a bruise on his bum, it's not for the guy who has to pay. Karka olam, he's a kaso, because it's the karka, it's the ground that damaged him, and not the actual water that damaged him. Even though that causes it's grama, fine, but the bottom line is that the ground's not, you're not going to be chayv. Armali rev hun ala rav, lo ye ela kirifsho. Says, what do you mean? The guy should be chayv. Why? Because it should be like rifsho. What's rifsho, you asked? I'm glad you asked. The water gets mixed up with the dirt, and what happens? It ends up making it into mud. Vishalohu, says Rashi, midamoki la betin of kalim. The fact that we're dealing with the kind of kalim, mechal de lo afker, he wasn't mafkerit. The habor lo chayiv bo kalim, and a chayiv of the kalim, therefore, he should be chayiv for the mud that he created. But the guy falls in the mud, he gets injured, he pays for that. So Rav says back, me savet de lo tamumaya. You think we're talking about the case so the water wasn't gone? Rav says, ella niskansu vasu refesh. Vinasu refesh. The water is actually. You think it's talking about a case where the water didn't go away and that it made mud over there and that's what's falling with dealing with? No, but the Talmud Meir, we're talking about a case when the water is already gone. It gets absorbed. Rashi says, v'nivlu kamayri, v'ein kan refesh. It got all swallowed up and therefore there's no mud over here. Therefore, it's not going to be chayv for falling on the ground. V'tarti lamali. Why do I need two things to tell me the same idea? It says Rashi, lashminin basnis and tin of kalim, v'hotan nina lael. We already said this. If the tin of kalim, they get ruined, the clothing you have to pay for. We saw in Chavches, says Rashi, nisper kado b'rishus rabim, v'huchel gechel b'mayav, v'huchel rav, naimi b'dalo of kirin, b'tin of kalim. It's the same exact case. Why do you need two mishnayos to tell me the same thing? What is coming to teach you in Yimos HaChama during the summer season when it's everything's dry for you now to throw your water out into the courtyard there onto the street? Which is a rabbin, and one during Bilsa Gisham, Rashi says, Ve'itzach Lashmin, come to teach you, the Afagab the Rishus, Kavdi, even though you're allowed to do Rishus, it's when you're allowed to get rid of the sewage and you're allowed to throw all your water out into the streets. If it's going to damage it, you're going to be chayv to pay. The time will turn a brisa. Call elu shama poskin bibos saying with garfim or saying all the things that we said over there. You're allowed to go ahead and open up all the biuv. That's the sewage, and you're allowed to open up and garfim or saying and bring in all the all of the sewage stuff that you go and you shovel it out and you can throw it into the streets. Be most chama elam rishus is not mutter to do it because everything's going to be nasty, shasty, and nasty. But during the winter season, you can do it because everything's dirty anyway. V'alfa pishur rishus, even if you did it rishus, don't think you're off the hook. Im hiziko chayim l'sham. If it's mazik, then you're going to be chayim to pay. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Hamatznia zako. Someone goes and hides their thorns. They put them away, put it away now. Or it goes and says, you make your fence out of this barbed wire thorn type of situation over there. He's going to be for all of the nezik of the damage. Amar Rav Yochanan Lo Shana, what is it true? There's going to be chayev. The only time we didn't say there's going to be chayev. In proper English, the guy who owns this fence, when will he be chayev? he only will be elam afriach in the case when it's going and facing outwardly. Aval mitzamtzem lo, but if it's facing inwardly, then he's not going to be chayev. Says going my time up, why is he not going to be chayev if it's facing in? It's not the normal way for people to go ahead and rub up against the walls over there. Therefore, this thing is not their fault. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa, someone goes and he takes his thorns and his broken piece of glass and he puts it in his friend's wall. He hides over there. And the guy who owns the wall goes and he breaks down his wall. And it falls on Rishisham and it's Mazik. The one who hid the stuff in there is going to be Chayev. When is that true? That's only if it's a bad wall where you have to know, expect the fact it's going to be going there. That's just the Havali Lamatsnia. The one who's hiding it should know less. Suke Adaita should go up in his mind. Shakosa Zeh, Omid Lesosa, it's going to be broken. And therefore, it's going to go there. And therefore, you're going to be Chayef. Aval Bakosa Bari, if it would be a good, strong, like bull wall. So in such a case where it's a strong, sturdy wall, there's no thought it's going to happen. Hamasiya Pata, person is Matsiya Heiser, is going to be part of a Chayef Balakosa. The owner of the wall is going to be Chayef. Rashi is Dahavale Leatsneinu. Because the one who owned the wall, he should have checked to see if there's anything that's hidden there, because it's a normal thing people do that. So it's Gemara Ravina. This is telling you this. We learn from this that similarly to this is Hamachase Bor B'Dol Yer Shel Chavero. If I have a pit and I take the cover of my friend, Rashi says Kisoy Bor Shel Chavero, I take and I cover over my pit with it. I take your cover, I put it on my pit. Ubabala Dli Badli Venatal Dalio, and you, who the owner of this cover, you come and you take back that which really belongs to you. Chayev Bala Bor, the Bala Bor is going to be Chayev. Rashi says Kedam Ridim B'Matsnia Kotzasav, just like when the person hides I should have thought, of course the guy's going to come and take back the lid that belongs to him, and therefore I'm going to be chayv, I'm going to take it. Obviously, why would you think otherwise? Rashi says, Ashmin and Ravina, isn't that funny? Okay, what was he coming to teach us? Obviously, it's the den. Says, going the tema, you would have thought, awesome who? That you would have thought that only over there, right? Meaning what's over there? The case of the Braisa, that the owner of the wall is not going to be Chayev. Because he doesn't know that who to go and to let know and make it be known that he's going to break down the wall. But over here, he knows who the owner of the pit is, and he should have told him that he's taking his lid back, right? You should have come and told me that. And you didn't come and tell me that. And since you tell me you should be chayev, come on. Shalom says, nope, sorry, nice try. Me, the one who took it and covered with it, I'm going to be chayev. Tana Rabbanan, Chassidim HaRishonim, the great early pious ones, how you met Steen Coats to say, what would they do with it if they had these thorns and they had these broken pieces of glass? What would they do? It's a hazard. It's a danger to society. What they did was they take kotzaseim. They would matzniim kotzaseim uschuchusioseim. Besochusioseim. They used to go into their fields and they would hide them. They would bury them over there. Mamikin lam shlosha tfachim. They would bury. They would get to a depth of gimel tfachim. Right. They get to three tfachim. Kadesh lo yakev amacharisha. In order to not mess up the macharish, the plow as it's going through, so it doesn't get all caught up in ruins. Rav Sheshes shadi lahu benura. He used to throw into a fire. He went even weiter in what he did. Thus is it of Sheshes. And Rava Shadilu Bediglas. He used to throw it into the diglas, which is into the river. Now one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. I'm not sure if that's true, but at least it's famous to me. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman Dabayil Mavi Chassid. A person wants to be a Chassid. Like we're talking about, this is Leftim Mishus Adin, above and beyond. Lekai Mili Dinezikin. Make sure you learn the ideas of Nezikin, know the concept of damages. Rava Amar Mili Da'avos. You should know Avos, Meseches Avos. The Heilig Meseches Avos. And some say that you should learn the luchas of bruchas. Well, not the luchas, but meseches bruchas. Learn meseches bruchas. Beautiful. Zok the next heilige Mishnah. Someone's got straw. Hamotzi has tivno v'kasho, two different stages of straw. L'rishus harabim l'zvalim. He puts out for zeva. Rashi is sheyir kvuot heaven. They want it to get all moldy and v'akash v'nasim zeva becomes zeva manure l'zabel stodus v'kramim. So what do? They go and they put it outside. Who's a b'macher and it damages someone else? Chayev b'nisko. He's chayev for the nazik. V'chol akodemem zacha. And then it comes along and comes and takes it. There's ocha. You just take it away and you're good. He says, call him a kalkalin, anyone who creates a kalkalin, they create some sort of dangerous matzav in a Rishus HaRabim, and they cause damage. Chayav l'shalim, they have to go and pay. And the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the machlokas from Rishus HaRabim and Tanakam are. V'chol l'kodim em zocha, anyone who's koneh them, they are zocha. Hafochich is a kalab Rishus HaRabim, someone who flips over zevel, manure, galal, we said it yesterday. Excrement. They flip it over and it's just a rabim. They are going to be husak b'hem achir. Somebody's get damaged. Chayav b'nisko. You got to watch out for that stuff when it's just a rabim. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be chayav in the nezak. Zok da ha'alaga gemura. We started in the mission talking about the idea of someone goes and puts their tevin or their kash outside in order to go. They wanted to make it to zevel there. They wanted to moldify and become zevelified, become manureified. Then what happens is that the person who gets damaged from him is going to be chayiv. Says Gemara, "Live him a sisal Rabbi Yehuda." Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we looked at the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Bishaso tzalas zvalab." In the time when they put it out, meaning when it's manure season, when we will put it out. Adam motzi zivlo shizrab. They put it out in shizrabim. Vitzovro kol shloshim yom. And he's allowed to pile it up. He's allowed to leave it there for 30 days. So people are going to be walking over it. They're going to be crushing it up. And it's going to help the process to become more manure-sized. Rashi says, "Shloim makpidim alkach." They wouldn't be makin when Yoshua was giving out land. There's certain things that they were allowed to do. This is one of the things you can leave it out there to make it into manure. So what do you see though? Nonetheless, kum techois. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to leave it over there. Rishus HaRabim must be the person not going to be chayev. Our Mishnah says the person in such a situation is going to be chayev. Doesn't look like Rabbi Yehuda. So we know afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Mod Rabbi Yehuda shem hezek mashalam hashezek. In a chayev, it's what to do such a thing. But he's also mod that if you're doing such a thing, you're going to be chayev. One of those, do it at your own risk. Frak the Gemara of Hotanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, coming up, Samich Beis, Omud Beis, Omud Beis, Omud Beis, Rabbi Huda Omer. Get ready for it, folks. Here we go. We're in the season. B'ner Chanukah, yeah. B'ner Chanukah Potter. This is a Mishnah later on. It's talking about you got this animal that's walking by. It says Rashi beperka kones tzon ledir deketani gamal shayton pishton. This camel is walking with flax on its back, and it walks by over there, and it gets lit up from the Hanukkah candles. It's going to be potter mepneishu b'rishus because it's put over there with rishus, which my lab mishum rishus based in. So, what do you mean he's putting Rishus? Must be over here that he's saying you're not chayv, because Bezin allows you to go and put your Chanukah, your licht over there, your Chanukiah. Therefore, we see over here that what? That Yehuda doesn't say someone's going to be chayv for doing this. Number one, we say our Mishnah is not like Yehuda because Yehuda says you're allowed to do it. Then we answer, no, even though you're allowed to do it, you're going to be chayev. But we see over here that even you're not allowed to do it and you're not going to be chayv. So, are we dealing with Kedah Rishus Bezin? Says, go low. Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. All he means is that he's not going to be chayav for another reason, because he has the Rishus of the Mitzvah to do such a thing. But if you don't have a Mitzvah over here, you're throwing out some manure outside, then maybe he's going to say a person's going to be chayav. You're allowed to do it, but it's at your own risk if something does happen. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Yehuda Omer, B'ner Chanukah Pater, M'pnei Shehu Rishus Mitzvah. So even though it's mutter, you're still doing it at your own risk. Tashima kol ilu sha'amru. All these in the Chum said mutar in the kalkar Rishus HaRabim. The Braisa says that in all things that they said, it's mutter in order to go and put out these dangerous things Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, kegon poskin bibo seim begarfim ma'oros, and opening up the sewage and getting it all out there. Im hiziku chayavin l'sha'am. If they're mazik, you have to pay. Rabbi Yehuda poter. This is your potter paying. Oh, no, it didn't. So we have straight up in this price of Yehuda saying straight up that one is not going to be chayav for these things when it's mutter to go and do such a thing. Therefore, our Mishnah is not going to work like Rabbi Yehuda. Comes Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, Masnisin. Let's make it work here. Masnisin Shalom B'Shas Hatzos Zvalim. Our Mishnah is talking about a case when it's not the time to be doing such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda, he, and therefore it goes nicely with Rabbi Yehuda. It works even it can even work according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's talking about during the season. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, if you did it when it's the season, then you're going to be fine. You're off the hook. But if it's not during the season, then you're going to be chayav. We can say the mishnah is working according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or Rav Ashi Amar, another way of making it work. Beep, turn the page. Laman base. Tivno v'kasho tanan. Our mishnah says we're talking about tevin and kash. Mishum dimashriki. Says Rashi, machlikin, it's chaluk, it's very slippery. Rashi explains, tibno v'kasho, these things, that's what we're talking about, the mechayev, the dain lo nasu zevel, v'kashim heim, machlikin man, because they're hard and slippery, v'chikam Rabbi Yehuda bezevel ka'amar, demotzi adam zavlo, she'eno noach lahachli kokach, and such a thing, you don't end up slipping on it. So now we can say that it even goes according to our Mishnah. Zog the next part of the Mishnah, kol ha'kolam em zacha. Anyone who grabs it first, they can get it, right? We saw in the Mishnah that Amotzi is Tivna V'kasher, which is Rav Mizvalim, V'huzik V'hamacher, Chayav B'nisko. And anyone who comes and gets it is Zoche. What's going on here? This is a kenas, it is a fine, a penalty that the Hachamim did for those who put it out and put it such a dangerous matzav. The question is, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, how far that fine goes. Amar Rav, Bein Begufan, Bein Meshivchan. Whether they are right now still the straw that they put it as is, Bein Begufan, sorry, Meshivchan, even if they increased in their value, Ashes B'mashash Bichan, Birishus Rav, and that which they got better, Ashes Shesh Bichu, that they got better, which is the Bach explains that. Shesh Bichu, both of them. Ziriyam says, nah. B'shivchan, you could take the value of its increase. However, aval lo begufan menat the guf, which means you'd have to pay the guy for the amount of the value of the straw before it became better. So let's say it's worth a shekel before, and now it goes up value to 10 shekel, because now it's zevel. You have to pay them the one shekel, and you get the rest of it. But my kumifki, what exactly is a machlokas? Rav suffer, kunsu gufan, mishum shivchan. That they said this idea of the kanas is the guf, because of the shevach. The whole thing becomes hefker, and person can take it. It was iri savar, lo kunsu gufan mishum shivchan. You're not going as the guf because of the shevach. You don't kanas the original product. Now, Rav came along and says that Bein Begufan, Bein Meshivchan. Now we're going to ask a kasha. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, we said, Ha'ofich is a gol, b'shus a rabbim. V'hudzak brohen acher, chayev b'niska. You're flipping over the can't think of a word here. Excrement over there. Ha'ofich is a gol, b'shus a rabbim. And someone has got damaged because when chayev b'niska is a b'chayev. V'ilu kol ha'kodom zacha lo katani. But over there, it doesn't say whoever grabs it, gets it. According to you, Rav, though, you said you're allowed to take it right away, even when it hasn't yet come better. Ziri says only once it became better, it's not going to change its status. Poop is poop. It stays where it is. You can't be scooping the poop with someone else. You can. But according to Rav, why shouldn't you be able to go and do such a thing? Says the Gemara, Tana L'Reisha V'hu Adin L'Seifa. They didn't double up and repeat it, but really he does hold that even in the Seifa. Ay, V'ha Tani Allah, affect the Gemara, but We have a braisa that says asurin mishum gezel. It's also because of gezel. Says Rashi, but braisa asurin mishum gezel. It's gezel do something. Asurin mishum gezel. Clearly, we can't be talking about the kash and the type of straws that we discussed, because that's a straight up your ladder. So it has to be talking about the idea of zevel that you're not allowed to go and take it. Says Rashi, mika tani asurin mishum gezel. I'm sorry. Kika Tani Sur Mishum Gezel. When it says that Lashon Sur Mishum Gezel, Akulam Asnisakar. It's going on the entire Mishnah. First, let's finish this and we'll read the Rashi. Kika Tani Sur Mishum Gezel. Akulam Asnisakar. La Osa Shekada Mizacha. And it's talking about the one who first came and took it from it. Meaning, the Bryce is telling us it's also to take the stuff from the guy who went and he took it. Says the Rashi, spelling it out. Akulam Asnisakar. Hani Sur Mishum Gezel. Vafila Tevin Mekash. Even a Tevin and Kash. The Gansazach. Hilka Hachikomar. Tela Acha Shekada Mizacha Behem. acher also legazim menu. After he goes and he takes it, somebody goes and grabs it and takes it, it's also to go and take it from him. That would be gezel, meaning it's ending up belonging to this person. So it's more of a holo katani achi. It doesn't say that. The tanam, we look at the braisa. Well, we have a... We learned in a Mishnah. Hamotzi tivno v'kasho shisaram l'zvalim. If someone goes and he takes his tevin and his kasho shisaram to bring it to zevel, v'huzak b'macher, someone's got damage, chai ben iskus, chai ben ezek, v'chol akol b'mezochan, who takes it, it's theirs. Mutter mishum gezel, and it's also mutter because of gezel. V'ahofich is a gullah v'shisaram, and someone flips it over, huzak b'macher, it damaged someone else, chayev, you're going to be chayev, the one who flipped it, the asa mishum gezel, and it's asa to come and take. So the Brice over here is saying straight up a difference between cash and that of the dung, of the excrement. Therefore, kind of goes against Rav. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak galal karamis. Why do you bring me a kasha because of galal? Dovah sheish bo shevach. Rav says it's something that's going to improve. Dovah bo shevach is not going to improve low kasha. There's no kasha at all, and therefore we know that the poo is not going to get any better. Then he would say that there's no kanas over there. Yibayilu. Frak the Gemara. They asked the following question: Latifi Omer Kansu Gufa Mishum Shivchan. According to Rav, who says you're going to the Guf because of the Shavchan, you give me take it straight up. La Alter Kansina. Do we do it immediately? In other words, before anything happens over there. Only once the process of betterment begins. Tashama, mitgamin and galal, from the fact that we bring down the case, we brought that of the galal to ask a kasha on it, says Rashi, that itself is telling us, Alei derav michal de ihu savar le'alter kansin, immediately. De'ilabasar da'isi shivcha, if it's after it's already brought shvach, my rumia de galal, halav shevach beglal. Then how could you compare that as a kasha from galal? There's no betterment by galal, so therefore by the excrement, and therefore must be talking about when it's still in the state where nothing has changed. V'tizbra, is that really true? Ki irinon galal. When did we bring this kasha of galal against Rav? Mikmei delishnon de Rav Nachman. That was before Rav Nachman answered. Lebasar de shani Rav Nachman miika lemirma galal klal. Remember, if Nachman answered it up and said the whole thing was a mistake, right? After he went and he answered it up, is there any kasha at all from the case of Galal? I mean, after Rav Nachman taught that in the way that Rav understands, the knas is only things that get better, then we could say, we can ask whether it applies only after it becomes better or before the case. So it's a Gemara, lema ketanai. Let's say that this machlokas over here, Rav and Zeiri, is whether it's only if it's kanas because of this or because of, you know, immediately or only after getting better, is actually machlokas tanoim. Shtar kosav bo ribis. If you have a shtar that's written in it, interest, we know that's aser, right? It's just a kosav bo, shalava bo ribis. Konsin oso. We give a kanas on the person who lent. Veino gova loas a keren, loas a ribis. He's not able to get even back the keren, the original thing that he was supposed to get back, or the ribis. Divrei Meir is like Zivrei Meir. Chomer, when they say gova is a keren, he can get back the principal, but loas a ribis. He can't take the ribis. Lema Rav, Domek Rabbi Meir. Let's say Rav holds like Rabbi Meir, who says it's a kenas even on the keren, who's a iri Domek Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon, only on the extra stuff. He says, come on, Melech Rav, and I can say back, I can even hold like the Rabbanon over here. And in the case that say that you only get the other, only get the you can only get back the original, the carrying, but not the rest of the stuff. It's Adkan lo kamina rabbanon hasam over there that there's no kenas when it comes to the carrying, ala carrying de behetera, because that's something which is actually mutter. There's no problem with lending somebody money. In the case of someone who puts it out, this dangerous thing, Karen Gufa Kamazik. The Karen itself is Mazik. Says Rashi, Osid Lazik can cause Mendezik over there. And therefore, even the Chachamim keep asking to me that there's going to be Kanas in it. You can say back, I can even call the Rabbi, hold like Rabbi Meir, because I can look Rabbi Meir, Hossam. Rabbi Meir doesn't say by the idea of the Kanas, if I said the Karen, Ella de Mishas Ksiva David Leishuma. except when, at the time that the actual letter is being written, you know, they have to go and pay up over there. That's already an isser at the time it's being written. But over here, the guy puts out this dangerous thing. Mi yemer de mazik. Who says it's going to be mazik? That for sure is mazik. Who says it'll be mazik over here? And therefore, lav dafka this is a machlokas time. Says Gemara, lema kahani tanoi. Why don't we say the machlokas is like the following tanoim? Ha motzi tivna v'kashel, which is around the zvalim. Says a braisa. If someone takes his stuff, his tevin, his cash, they put it in something to make a zevel. Who's a gemachar? Someone's get damaged. Chayiv binisko. You got to pay up, baby. Takes it, Zochev, Hasum, Shem Gazel, and there's the Isser of Gazel that comes up. How that works with who just said Kolokolim Mzochin is Gazel, we'll explain. Anyone who makes a Makalkal, who makes and puts dangerous situations in Rishus Harabim and causes damage, Chayel Hashem, they got to pay for Kolokolim Mzocha, Mutar Mishum Gazel. You get it, it's going to be Zocha, and it's Mutar for Gazel. Now, Hagufa kasha. First of all, we have a kasha in and of itself. Amar kol kol mem zochan and mukubis takes it, they can get it. Hadakama assumes shem gazel. Then you say there's gazel. El Allah hachkar, what does it mean to say? Kol kol mem zocha b'shivchan. Whoever first comes and takes it is going to get their zocha in their shevach. Assume shem gazel gufa, but they're also in gazel on the guf of itself. You have to return that. You get the rights to what's going to happen at the original stuff. Of Asan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lame Marin Shimon Gamliel is coming to say, Afilu Gufanam, even the Guf itself, Kolokom Memzacha, and who comes and takes it, it can be Zochet. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel clearly going like Rav. And yeah, very nice. Says the Gemara, Lizeiri Vade Tanahi. According to Zeiri, it's certainly Vade Tanahi, it's definitely Machukas Tanahi. But Larav, Mileme Tanahi, who says Machukas Tanahi, Amel Rav, he can say, the Kuliyama Kansu Gufa Mishim Shivchan. Really, according to everyone, we're going to say that there's a kenas on them and on their becoming better. But really, the machlokas over here is whether we put the din of this is the halacha, but we don't tell the masses about this. That is, that, what does that mean? Everyone's going to be maskim to Rav. Even the stuff themselves are considered mafkir, even just the originals of the keren. The machlokas is only whether we should tell people this. As Rashi says, Tana kama sabar halacha de kansu gufan. Really, the guf itself is konis. Ve'in morkin, but we don't go ahead and we don't tell people. De itmar, Rav Huna Amar Rav, halacha ve'in morkin. There's halacha that the halacha is over here that even the karen, the original stuff over there is going to be the cash. The tevin is itself is going to be good to take, but we don't tell people. Vader Rav Amar halacha umorkin. We go and we actually tell people. Says the Gemara, hold on one second, Amy, is it really true? Rav Huna is going to say, don't tell people that the stuff is considered hefker, the original stuff. Rav Huna afker chushlei. But Rav Huna himself, he was mafker chushlei. Rashi says, Sorin klufin sheshatach ish echad. Yavshu v'hefkirin. Rav Huna, v'horosha kodom emzacha. There was this barley that was peeled, and they left in the Rosh Hashanah in order to go ahead and to dry out. And Rav Huna was mafkir it, and he paskin. Anyone comes again, he can come and take it. Rav Ad Ba'ava, Rav Ad, let's try again. Rav Huna afkar chushli. Rav Ad Ba'ava afkar. Beep, turn the page. Salikusta. Actually, says that's the dreg, the psolus, itzuri tamarim of the dates, shalsovim shecha, they made beer of. So they're mafkered. Bishlam Rav Adabrava can make sense according to him, kishmaite, because he's going to what he said above, he said earlier, but he says that we tell people, we paskin, that the stuff over there is going to be hefker. Rav Huna, hold on one second. Lema Hadarbe, you want to say that he's going back on that which he said? Says, like, right, because now he seems to say he is mafkered, but before he said he's, you know, Lachav Ein Morinkin. Says the Gemara, Hanu, those particular people, Musrin Havu. That is like, what's it called? Like Hasra. They were given Hasra. They were warned over and over again. Really, Halacha V'ein Morin Kain. But in this particular case of the barley stuff is a different instance. Why? Because they were, Rashi says, Shehisu Kama Pa'amim Bebaleim. They were warned many times. They didn't listen. And therefore, in such a case, then it's Halacha V'ein Kain. But generally, it would be Halacha V'ein Morin Kain. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.